This is the third podcast in a series about portfolios. In this podcast, I want to answer the question, where does your portfolio live? In the old days, in the pre-internet days, in the pre-social media days, your portfolio would have been on paper. It would have been paper versions of assignments, project work, perhaps in a binder that you would take on a job interview. And during the interview, you would offer to show the committee or your prospective employer items from your portfolio. You might even give them an entire binder and leave it with them for them to peruse on their own. But now, with the internet and social media, there are many places where we can house our portfolios. And what I want to do is not tell you all the places where you can house your portfolio, but spark your imagination about where. Now, first of all, the binder still works. And there may be instances where you will want to have printed versions in a binder to take with you on a job interview. So don't discount that option. But it's much more appealing to have the information online and to be able to tell people who you're talking with, networking with, perhaps even interviewing with, that here in this online site are items in your portfolio. So you could create your own website. Websites are easy to create, they're low cost, and on your website you could have electronic versions of those items that are in your portfolio. You could use SlideShare, slideshare.net, as a place to house your portfolio. Now, while it may not be the prettiest place, because you can't have some overarching structure for all the items, it is a location. And so you might think about having your portfolio in SlideShare. By the way, you could put the items in SlideShare and then display them using the SlideShare widgets on your website. You could use LinkedIn. I know, LinkedIn, not the most natural place for a portfolio, but you can have information about your work history, about your likes, dislikes, interests, and you can bring in items from SlideShare and other locations. So not everything would actually be in LinkedIn, but it'd be a place where people could get a good overview of you and who you are and what you know, and then see items from your portfolio. You could also use a blog as the basis for your portfolio. There are blogging sites that are free. Blogger is one. WordPress is another. And actually, a lot of people do like WordPress because of its flexibility. So, could you create a WordPress blog and make that your portfolio? No matter where you put the information, no matter where you put your portfolio, it should include other information about you, an overview of who you are, and what you're looking for professionally. You might even include what you could offer a employer. What skills do you bring to the table? So it's not just your portfolio. It's more than that. It's you. It should give a full understanding of who you are as an information professional. I hope this has sparked some ideas about where you might house your portfolio. Take those ideas and run with them.